Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Good, wonderful evening. This is the Ask Uncle Billy Show, and it's all about education. It's all. I am so amazed. I just didn't know that these kids were wow in researching and trying to find out more about how the schools were doing in raising my grandkids and great-grandkids and whatever in these kindergartens and schools. Surprisingly, I was shocked. And after seeing that young guy, Dalton Sherman, one of my associates sent me the entire tape from the Bumler Academy, from the Barack Obama Male Leadership Academy. Man, you talking shocked and amazed. It takes a lot to shock me because I've seen so much. But, yeah, I think if I look at that thing again tomorrow, I'll be shocked all over again. That's how great it was. The tributes that need to be given to the principal and the vice principal and everybody else in that entire organization, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. That's what we need. We need to start praising some of the schools and some of the leaders that's making it happen. Because unbeknownst to me, it's happening, and it's happening in a great way. Let's just not stop there. We are going to start acknowledging parents that will acknowledge the facts of their child being a little quicker than most, a little faster than some of the others, and whatever else. You know, because a little congratulations and pat on the back here or there might make that parent get up earlier to run with their child if that child loves to run, to get up early enough to fix that child some oatmeal if that's what that child really, really likes. So get up on time to get that child some oatmeal and some raisins or whatever else you like with his oatmeal or her oatmeal. And, you know, all of that, you know, a little praise here and there will not hurt to, you know, get up off of it sometime. So we got to acknowledge the winners, and that's all it is. That's all it is. When you know you have a possible president, I can't name nobody any stronger right now. That Barack Obama Male Leadership Academy has blown my mind, and it's really great to be able to say, well, you know, it's a possibility that my son could do that because, well, I already know that about my 14-year-old. You know, might be the first black astronaut go out and come back with some aliens or something. You know what I'm saying? So we have to continue to praise these youngsters and their parents, of course, for having the dedication and the stamina to do what they have to do to help them grow into what we need, our future. Yeah. So that was my biggie for the day. So the show's topic tonight is the future looks very optimistic. The youngsters should be called geniuses no matter what their genius is. It could be a genius in auto mechanics. It could be a genius in tying up shoes. It could be a genius, you know. You get a six-month-old that already know how to tie up his shoes. You're going to have hell on your hands. That's a child that's going to need to be watched because he's been young. I didn't tie up my shoe. Well, I ain't going to say that because I'd probably be lying. But anyhow, this is what we got to start doing because if we don't acknowledge our best and brightest, no one else will. Trust that, what them young folks said. True that. And so, our older generation, we got to stop calling them old people, washed up, all that stuff there. Let's call them what they truly are. They are truly legends. And most of them, believe it or not, done left legacies, and just that the legacies don't realize they legacies because they ain't doing nothing with what they got and what they was given and their true God-given talents and whatever else. And, you know, and so on and so forth. But if we train these kids who didn't ask to be here no how, but I'm sure they're very glad they are, because they don't know the difference at any of the ages between very, very bright intelligence over just being regular, being themselves, because that's truly what they are. So they are above average intelligence and stuff needs to be nurtured and studied and taken care of, and what can we do to assist you and make it better? You know, is it getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning instead of 7 to fix you raisin oatmeal? Is it getting up at 5:30 instead of 6 to run around the park with you? You know what I'm saying? No. Do what you're supposed to do. You know, find out what that child like and cover that interest. You know, you're the major stakeholder. Just let that child know at a very early age that, as I told you, my little boy was 6. He called me the revenue generator. And I called him, you know, I want to return on my investment. And so we had fun using those words that he hadn't used earlier in his life because had nobody ever told him. He was a kept child. But I want to return on my investment. You know, if I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock to watch you run while we're on the radio stool, if I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock to make sure you get a snack or a good bite to eat before you get to school so that when you eat that cereal or whatever you eat, you can say you did that because you needed it after a little run you did or whatever. It don't matter. But to take most of the problems and the stumbling blocks out of your line of reality, you know, those are things you're not supposed to even see. Those are things you're not supposed to have to even maneuver through and all this here, because that's what I'm for. You don't have to run from the bad dogs and stuff like that. Yeah, that's what I told my son. You don't have to do all of that. That's what I'm for. Let me take care of that. You think about what you're going to do when you get to school and the tests come out. Have you did enough reading and studied enough to pass the test? Because I want a return on my investment. You're not just going to school to look good going to school to do what you're supposed to do, just like I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. You got a job too, young brother. Yeah. And you're going to learn what it's going to take to get you through that day. So that's what I'm talking about. And so as I was going through a lot of the information that's been sent and brought to my attention and through emails and Twitter and whatever avenue people are using to get to me and give me the information that I need in order to try and make some of this happen, it's been a wonderful, wonderful day. Because I found that our schools are great, but just like everything else, it needs a little fixing here and there. Shit, the school's probably 100 years old, and even if it's not, even if it's one of them new schools, the thought or the desire of some of the teachers might be holding all the others back. You know, whatever. But whatever changes it needs to tweak it and to make it better, we are up to the task. And so that's what we're going to have to do. If we have to take it one day at a time, one school at a time, don't matter. We got to do what we got to do. Y'all don't hear me? I know it's going in one ear and out the other to a lot of y'all out there. But guess what? There's a lot of parents and guardians and uncles and aunties and stuff that if they understood what you were doing, you would be in peril because you don't understand what you're up against. I didn't think these parents and stuff were turning into enough papa bears and mother lions and stuff like that for a long time. I take that back. I take that statement back. It's a lot of father bears and mother lions out there, and they are willing to do whatever for their children. So, bear on, because here we come. All of the papa bears and mother lions and the, I don't know what to call ourselves right now, Uncle Billy's posses, but we're coming. And we're coming to introduce you to our best and brightest, our tightest, our talented and gifted, our geniuses. And as quiet as it's kept, you're going to have to be introduced to them. It's some shaking going on. That's Elvis Presley. No, that's Jerry Lee Lewis. It's a whole lot of shaking going to be going on. And, of course, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, what you need to be doing, you're part of the problem. Yeah, y'all don't hear me, but you will. Rest assured on that and a bag of chips and all of that. Because, man, it's some young kids out there that's ready. They are so ready. And who would have thought, you know, everywhere you look, kids are striving to do better. They're going to school to do better. And it's so impressive. It's so impressive that I got a young niece. As I was talking to her little kids and stuff the other day, I was so impressed. They were talking about school, what they need for their schools. So it's a lead-in. And guess what? I follow lead. And I follow leaders. So impress me all you want to. Ask Uncle Billy. Blog Talk Radio, Ask Uncle Billy. Leave me a message. Or just call in on my live. You got it, but I'm going to give it to you again. Area code 323. Put a 1 in front of it. 870-3963. Ask Uncle Billy. Ask Uncle Billy's point of view. It's going to be my website. Area code 1-323-870-3963. I'm going to have a website with an email address where you can leave me a message there, too. So it's going to be rocking. We're going to be talking about education. We're going to be talking about clean South Dallas and cleaning these streets up and cleaning up these corners to where all these new buildings going to be able to come in and get them corners. Yeah, I know a lot of them already paid for it. They just waiting for the right money-making moment. But guess what? By the time they get built what they want to build, it's going to already be full. Probably already have one of them, what they were planning on. So get right, get tight, because here we come, y'all. Here we come. Tired of waiting. I talked to some law officers today and all kinds of folks. So when I get to talking with all these different people about bringing their own businesses and developments, man, I just got so educated today. I got so educated on people in general. Have you watched the news the last few days? Been a lot of bad stuff and dangerous stuff and accidents happening and stuff. Oh, man, you know, bad accidents and stuff been happening. But then you come right back and you get to seeing city council people that's out there doing their shot, talking about bringing new and newer developments to South Dallas and Southern Dallas and all of that. You know, we speaking about the same thing. Don't try to make us think that we are having adverse situations, because that's not the case. We're talking about the same thing. We're just on two different pages because the businesses that they're talking about bringing in is incredibly different than the businesses I'm talking about bringing in. So we're on the same page, just two different yo-yos. Yeah, don't even try. This is not a detriment. This is an enlargement of how it's soon to be. Yes, we are going to pick up that old plan that from the planning committee. We're going to tear that up. Yeah. You know, it's going to be a lot of folks ain't going to like us because best laid plan of mice and men without us. You know, made all them plans, didn't ask nobody if that's what we wanted or nothing, because folk ain't been voting and whatever. That's all fixing to change. I'm telling you, I know y'all ain't listening, but pretty soon you're going to be listening. You're going to be wanting to know, what is they doing now? Well, they is doing what they supposed to been doing a long time ago. We're taking charge. We're taking charge of our own. And we're going to be doing it real quick. And by the time we start laying plans, it's going to be time for some more. Because we're going to grow and grow and grow. And the community is going to start to react to knowing how to win for a change, knowing how to look good, knowing how to say, well, the statistics in our area aren't what they are out there in, you know, it's going to turn again into Never Never Land, where you stay young all your life. Peter Pan never had it so good. Yeah, that's just what it is. So, time out, station break, station for identification. I don't have any soda, so I'm going to have to wait on the next ride. Holla, give me a few seconds. Thank you. I'm back.
Of the triple point of water.
What
is
it?
Hey, yes, indeed.
Yes, I'm back. And I'm not welcome back, Connor. So, it's going to be on and popping because, golly, it's about time to start rocking. It's in the nutshell. We got to do what we got to do. And if it's the right thing to do, why you always have to ask somebody else. You have to ask somebody like you need somebody's validation or something. If it's the right thing to do, then it's just the right thing to do. Do it, and baby, get to it. You know, oh, that's another old song, ain't it? Golly, I'm on the night. But stop needing validation for doing the right thing. That's all I ask. And systematically, after doing the right thing so many times in a row, guess what? It becomes a good habit. And after so many times of good habits, it becomes everything as usual. Everything as usual. Almost mechanical. You know what I'm saying? So stop the playing, what Vincent Hall said. Quit playing. Time for work. Time for work. Quit playing. And, of course, you know, they're getting ready to start voting and stuff. So I got to get up, get challenged, and challenge myself to do the right thing. I think I'm going to take up an incubator. I've been trying to call these folk and do it the nice way. Well, you know, Uncle Billy used to kick it into them doors, too. You know, people act like they don't want you. But they invite another folk in right before you and all of this here. Uncle Billy said, well, gee, I know I belong there, so I'm just going to go on in. That's what that is, and that's what that's about. So, yeah, I'm trying to do it the right way and everything else. But it seems like I'm kind of unwanted. It's like all of them people in the room, you know, they know you're right. They know you got done something good to say, but it's not what they really want to hear. I know it sounds like a little rhetoric from days past, but sometimes you have to drill it in so that it'll sink in. You know, you got dog. You get to telling people things over and over that they really don't want to hear, but they know it's right. Well, you know, you in a room with 30 folk. You want to talk baseball? They want to talk football. You want to say, let them in? They want to say, what's up? Because it'll help. You know what they said? Unity in numbers. Put everybody on the same page. But when they get in, you still don't want to listen to them because you know what they're saying. And you know what they're saying is right. But you've been asleep and doing wrong for so long just because it benefits you. But it don't benefit the whole. It just benefits you. So you keep telling everybody that you helping a little taste, you doing a little fuck. Why y'all want them in here when it don't really help? Yeah, it would help if they said what they want to say and get the word out, but you ain't been letting that happen. Well, now it's about to happen. So what? The elephant is in the room. And as I said earlier, the youngsters should be called geniuses because we got so many smart kids out there, but ain't nobody acknowledging it. Them that know that that child is bright and beyond their years, they get sent to the Dallas. No, I ain't gonna call no names like that. But they get sent to the schools that's the setback schools. You know, you have to go where you, cause you violate the rules. You on punishment. You've been put out of school for 3 days or 3 months or 3 weeks because you was late 2 times. That's a hell of a big punishment, you know, for being tardy twice with all the transportation problems we have in the world today. Well, you know, not just that. Is it a reason for it? Let's date back to where, you know, you couldn't do that at all the schools because you'd have to shut everybody down. But you did it at some schools, and some schools gladly accept it because they know their kids going to adhere to the rules and do what they're supposed to do. And I keep regressing. But it's a good thing I regress to the BOMLA. That's Barack Obama Male Leadership Academy. And I'm telling you, I was so impressed, so delighted that it just amazes me that we got those type of schools. And if I get my chances, we are going to begin highlighting those students. And find out if it's in the water. If they're eating turkey, I want turkey. So we're going to do what we need to do to see our best and brightest get better. They might come back to the teacher commitment of 5 years and start teaching some of our great-grandkids and whatever. But either way, we got to do what we got to do. And that means we got to jump off the fence and come home the roof. We need to help the kids that need it. So get ready, get set, go. And that's what I'm talking about. It's like starting all over again. You're getting on the starting line. And that's what we got to do because we've been lagging. That's the reason our kids can start off playing them games on the machine and stuff and end up repairing them. And you don't know you got a genius. You didn't teach them how to do it. Yeah. You didn't teach you how to put all of that stuff in a computer. Sound like a genius to me. Yeah, self-taught at that. So let's get real. Let's get real about the children. Because I've been hearing this since I was a child. Education is the key. Undoubtedly, a lot of people knew it. That's the reason they wouldn't give us the key. Well, it just so happens the key is in our hands right now. We all know what to do with it. But I tell you what, them intelligent young geniuses know what to do. They all know what to do. We just need to help them. Stop holding them back because you're embarrassed. They're smarter than you are. They're smarter than you were when you was at that age and everything else. And, you know, give them some assistance to get to where they trying to go. Because trust me, they thinking about ownership and everything else. And guess what? Better get it while they're getting good. Get it and see how they help you run it. I'm talking about your grandkids, your great-grandkids, and everybody else in that realm of relativity. Because they relate to everything you can bring up, everything you can throw them at, but the kitchen sink, they relate. It's us with our whole back notions, our fears, and our things that kept us holding back when our parents and grandparents was trying to tell us, go on and try it. Just because I couldn't swim don't mean you can't swim. But no, our fears and our setbacks on our own, what we actually do is we boycott ourselves. We're not smart enough to do that. We can't do that. Well, that was us. That's not the geniuses. The geniuses is out there doing it. And just listen to Dalton Sherman one time, and if he don't change your mind, you're a brick. You're a brick that might need to discard yourself. You might throw yourself in the pile and stay there. Don't talk to nobody. Don't do nothing. Because you can only discourage somebody by trying to get better. So, sorry to say, you wouldn't be on our welcome team. Welcome to the world. No, you wouldn't be there. Cause you would probably say, you probably came in with a damaged brain, baby, laying there wide-eyed, thinking to himself because he waiting on to see what kind of language you speak so he know what to start doing, what to be getting prepared for. Put this computer to work right then and there. But you want to go look at him. Trying to talk, baby talking. Babies ain't never talk like that. You ain't never heard no baby talk like that. So get out the way. Move over. You're a hindrance. You're another stumbling block. And that's what I'm for, to get you out the way. Move over. Yeah, I said it, and that's what it's going to be about. I ain't going to be like the gatekeeper. I'm going to be like the, what's that on the front of that truck that when you push the bulldozer? I'm going to be like the bulldozer. Move you out the way. Because you're in the path of a genius. So, that's what I've been relegated to do, and I'm going to do it in a special way by bringing folk to the attention of each other and letting those people that soon to be our leaders and our presidents and our future. Path is clear. You don't have any stumbling blocks. Just go head on, boss. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Get those stumbling blocks and boulders and blockades and stuff on out the way. Bulldozer coming through first, clean out the blockades and stuff to give the geniuses a clear path to the top. Their natural position. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We have to do that because actually that's our duty as parents and grandparents and all of this stuff. People say it's spoiling them. No, it's not spoiling them. It's doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Yeah, you can take it any way you want. Those that want to be a follower all of the time need to get out of the way. Because, what's that old movie? Ain't no place on earth for an old man or some kind of crazy movie that boy. But it's the same thing. Just get out the way. You know, stop blockading when you don't even know what you're blockading for. Stop trying to gatekeep and you don't even know what you're gatekeeping for. You know, people trying to move up and move out and you don't even know what it's all about. You just blocking the way. Get out the way. Thank you. Time out, station identification. Pickle time. Holla. Yes, the trials and tribulations that we have to face when we let our jealous neighbors and whatever else know that our kids are bright, it just gets larger and wider. The range of the scope of attention that a child gets once people realize he's smarter than the rest of the children. He's faster, he's bigger, all of that. So you have to realize, let's bring it to everybody's attention at the same time and let people know he's special. Y'all on him. And if that child is going to be tracked and everything else through his or her young years, to see if it is, in fact, one of God's gifts to the earth. You know, just be real. You know, just be real. Because some of us deserve that and more. You know, life constitutes a better life for all men, women, children, dogs, and whatever else on the face of the earth as soon as they are born. But through the world of deception and jealousy and greed and a lot of things that we were blessed with when we were born, but through deception and lies and all of that other stuff that I aforementioned, we have no real knowledge of, because our expectations, and as I've been saying over the last week plus, our expectations is our destination. But if we don't expect to be there or get there, then shit, we give it up before the fight starts. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't hear me, but you're scared to think it like that. So, you know, you wasn't raised that way. All I'm saying, and through no fault of their own, your parents and grandparents raised you wrong. That can be changed, however, because you still have the ability, quote unquote, to obtain life-changing information designed and developed by someone that used their growth and incredible abilities to decide and say, well, I ain't going to do it like that just because everybody do it like that. I can do it like this, and this will work. And a lot of people say, oh, he's overachieving. He's doing what we can't do. Yeah, you could have done it, but you wasn't taught that way. Your expectation level was not where it should have been. You didn't have any great expectations. That's all I'm saying. You know, you wasn't dumb. You just naive. You believed everything you heard, even when they told you you were dumb. Y'all don't hear me. But you will before it's over with. Thank you. Every time I see one of those young geniuses doing what they supposed to be doing, when they supposed to do it, I'm going to scream and shout loud as I can. Ask Uncle Billy, ain't got enough room for all the screaming shouting I'm going to be doing. I'm going to have to use other techniques. I'm going to have to use other forms of communication and whatever else to let people know we got another genius over here, y'all. And we're going to try to do something about it. We ain't going to let him drift around by himself. We're going to give him a following just like they do on Twitter. Y'all don't hear me. But you're going to. We are going to give them an audience. What they really and truly deserve. Because as quiet as it's kept, we grow our own leaders. We grow the people that we know will follow the given rules and regulations and change those that are not beneficial to us. Then I really believe we'll be on the right path. But you got to start somewhere. So why not 4 and 5 years old? Nurture them. Talk to them. Give them the facts of life on a real basis. Don't let them learn it from their friends and strangers and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't hear me. But guess what? You will for it's over with. Because one thing about it. We need to understand that we don't own nothing. We are the biggest consumers in the history of the world. Now, I just heard this, and I used the same numbers the other night. $1.5 trillion worth of consumer cash. That's all we use to the cash registers of today and tomorrow. $1.5 trillion of consumer dollars. What kind of return we get on that? Hardly any. Because we don't own nothing. We don't own anything. If we got a tenth of that back for what, 5 years, we could feed America. But we don't own nothing. It's not ours. It's only ours as soon as it goes into our pocket. It becomes theirs because we owe them. We are consumer specialists. Oh, don't even need it. You'd be, what can I find to buy today? Don't even need it, you know. Ain't got no need for it. When you get it, you can't do nothing with it. And it makes you kind of wonder. what you get from being under. We'll buy a specialist. We'll buy something in a minute, but a business, something we can say, what can I do for you? Yeah, you know, like UPS said, what can Brian do for you? You don't like asking that kind of question. You don't like meeting people at the door and say, how can I help you? Your restaurant, your place of business, your clothing store, or whatever. Can't name that, can you? Ain't there ain't no big restaurant in the heart of the city that's owned by you. Can't name no big clothing store in the heart of the city that's owned by you. That's because we don't own them. We just shop at them. And then we get looked at crazy. Y'all don't hear me. But we love being shoppers. So what we going to do? That's that cop song, ain't it? What you going to do when they come for you? Same thing. I've been saying it for months now. You see it coming, and you still don't do nothing. Double negative in there somewhere. You still don't do nothing. I wonder why is that? You lack the condition of the condition you in. Strangest thing I ever heard. I used to hear guys on the street lie and say, oh, I like being broke. I said to myself, that's one of the dumbest things I hear it all day. And then you hear it the next day. I said it at a very early age and a couple of times afterwards. Money got me in trouble, which it did from time to time. You know, but it wasn't that. It was the thought behind it and the process that was put into my psyche about it, you know. But logically speaking, that shouldn't happen. Whereas I had to tell somebody else, money got me in trouble. But through a lack of actual understanding, even though I had earlier in life been taught a little about savings, that was quickly put to a stop because of, you know, unknown about banking habits. You know, you keep a bank account open so long and keep it right, because the availability of you losing that account is very possible. Highly unlikely if you're doing the right thing, but very possible if you haven't been taught the ins and outs of banking and finance. So, of course, we've got to bring some of that to the table. And as I said, I talked to a couple of practitioners today in the finance industry, and I got a pretty good reception. So next week, I'm going to be doing something on banking and finance. And hopefully I can get inclusion from a couple of my other associates that I'm going to be making contact with to see if I can either get them on air get them to begin blogging on my website. It's all an Uncle Billy thing, you know, along with a couple of great friends and clients that said, it's all about inclusion, and it's all about illusion. It's been a long enough that we've been given the illusion that everybody was on the same side. And now, let's try to prove it. Let's try to marry some true banking and finance folk with some educational type folk, with some business owners that's trying to expand their horizons by franchising and stuff. You know, it's a full circle, but in the past, we've been kind of not just left out. It was a self-imposed track, just like I said, because we didn't have prior knowledge of wealth and stuff like that, so it didn't bother us. But then after your kids come up and you made them feel as though they were privileged because everything they asked for, you gave it to them. They didn't have to earn nothing. But as they got older, they'd have $200 or $300 in the bank, and they'd feel like they were broke. Good thing for somebody that knew what they were doing and had gotten down to the last little part of their money and knew it well beforehand and whatever else through the forms of banking and financing and wealth building and all of that there. You know, if you plant a money tree over here and the seeds don't start growing at the proper time, you know you have to plant somewhere else. You know, all of that kind of stuff. But we weren't taught that. We were taught to be employees. Didn't have to worry about all of that stuff. But when they started saying, well, you have to pay your own insurance and stuff, that made you become a business owner. You owned your own time. You owned it, but you didn't know what to do with it. It was another gift, but it was a gift that would be a delusion and an illusion to keep you in conclusion of your money. And the fact of the matter was, as long as it was against you keeping most of the money that you made, you were going to be broke anyhow. So, by bringing in the insurance and stuff that you had to pay on your own, brought in another owner on the opposite side, not on your side, because he wanted your money too. That was the insurance man. So, you're still in that same disadvantage, but without the one fact. The one fact, you go in knowing what you're in for now. And as I was explaining to someone just last week, the way we used to say it was, I'm in for a penny or I'm in for a pound. But we didn't understand what we were saying, because we were saying what we had been told to say and what we had heard, which was already wrong. I'm not in for the penny. I'm in for the pound. That means I'm all the way down. You know, and what I get out of it is going to be mine. Not no sharing, not no revenue sharing, not none of that. And so I can take that and do what I need to do with it to start building my own will. And I know what to do with it, you know. So all of that. So it all led into doing what you're supposed to do when you say you're going to do it, being a man of your word. Your handshake is just that, a handshake that puts you at the top of the ladder. Not in the middle, not at the bottom, but at the top. Because you go in knowing what you got to do to get yours. You go in knowing what you got to do to keep yours. And you go in knowing what you can do to build your own separately. So, you know, sometimes shed eyes ain't never sleep. But, you know, that's Bonton talk right there. You'll wake up and smell the coffee in a minute, and you'll get what I'm saying next week or next month or next year. But it's all good because I do repeat myself from time to time. It's just not quick because I have other things to tell you and talk about. But we're working on all of that, and what we're going to do is we're going to slowly but truly tell you that through education, economic equality, and finally getting you where you need to be in your own community, growing, where your dollars and stuff is changing hands and going within your own community at a rate of return that's pleasing to you, your friends, your family, and everybody else in that community. And where people that's actually living in the community can give back to the community in more than just one way. It's all about, you got me going in circles. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You hear me? I know you're there. But right now, you're just listening to see if what I'm talking about matters to you. So let me tell you, it matters. If it didn't, I wouldn't even say it. So what we got to do is learn, use, and teach. We have to learn it, we have to use it, and we definitely have to pass it along and teach it. Get up off of it and come on with it. Because I know you know it. I know you know it. So act like you do and come on with it. You have to learn it. You have to use it. You have to teach it. It's called the pass along effect. So, what Marvin said, let's get it on. Because it's time for a change. And why not just be a major part of the change? I can go along with it because it's good for me, it's good for mine, and it's good for yours. And it's just good for everybody. Now, you already know a lot of folk don't want it like that because they just want it for themselves. Or they're a friend. They don't want it good for everybody. So we got to stop that. We got to stop that. We got to break the cycle. We got to break the cycle of stupidity that goes on in our neighborhoods on a regular basis. And we are losing. Talk about genocide. We are losing neighborhoods quicker than we are people. Oh, yeah. you know, for a simple reason. If they move you to Duncanville, that's one less vote. Y'all don't hear me, but y'all won't understand that. Y'all can't do that because what you fail to realize is that you're needed in that community to vote because they got a $1.5 trillion bond coming through that needs voting on. But if you move out into an area, you don't know anything about the political gems and what's going on, what's really happening. One, you're moving at the wrong time of the year. You're moving at voting time. And two, you're moving into an area you don't know what to do. Even if you vote, you don't know who to vote for and what you're doing right or wrong. So, you know, you have to pick your choices wisely. When you get ready to move, don't move around voting time or stuff like that. Move around at the best time of your life. So that's telling you something. Stay in your own neighborhood to make it grow so that if you have to come back, you won't come back to a god dog graveyard. Y'all don't hear me. So, speaking of graveyard, let me tell y'all about this. Y'all know the game is Saturday, the Texas OU shootout. But if you wear your Texas OU jerseys to the Dallas Arboretum, you get $5 off that ticket. Man, you realize that's more tickets? Instead of taking four people, you take away your jerseys, that four person be getting in free. Oh, all of y'all, no, it'll be five of y'all. That four, all of y'all get a $5 ticket. No, take more than that. You know, group of eight, that's two families. Group of eight, man, two will get in free. Yeah. Oh, man, that's a good saving. Y'all can eat with that. The two that get in free be the ones that take y'all out to dinner. Man, see that, boy. That's a night out on the town. Two families go out. Really enjoy themselves, you know. Two parents, two kids. You already know the kids like playing together or you wouldn't be in the group. No, huh? So that's four kids that's going to be highly satisfied. Plus, the two parents that gone and let one of them get both of their kids in free. Then they take everybody out to dinner. Add another $10 to it. Man, that's a night out on the town with a tip and everything. Man, everybody be overjoyed and happy. Just like God dog meat potato chips in them. Can't talk about that, though. You know, they got them on hold, too. That's my high blood pressure move. But I just want to tell you how great I feel about the future for the simple reason I listen to some kids talk. I listen to the, young kids, younger, you know, a lot younger than me. I'm going to stop using that terminology on as kids. I'm going to tell you, I listen to a couple of geniuses talk this morning. And then I listen at the tape that my lady on the street with the word sent me on Dalton Shepherd. This young man has a future in radio, TV, whatever. Probably acting or anything else he want to do using his voice, his knowledge, and everything else. So that young man is bright and bushy tail. So, yeah, I was truly amazed. And it just left open the windows of opportunity that exists for our children if we get up off our butts and help.
Well.
You know, let's get real. Let's get real. See, that's the kind of young man that back in my day, everybody would already be behind because they'd be pushing him to no end. Like the same way we did Dwayne Thomas, same way we did Bobby Humphrey. Man, you know, just name some of the kids we pushed and made do better in school and everything else. Dwayne Thomas, you didn't have to push him too much, though. That boy was going to be great. That boy was going to be great if he played football in the backyard by himself. That's how good he was. Yeah. So, life goes on, but the future looks very optimistic, looks very bright. And as I said, the youngsters should be called geniuses. And the older generation, legends. Man, some of the legends, and as I was thinking about Dr. Mamie McKnight, I thought about Miss Marva Collins up in Chicago. So we have all these scholars, all these hidden gems and legends in bushes all over the world. And they're just not being acknowledged enough to get, so we can get them together as a team, as a whole, to put in new factors in education. Education domination. You know, them two ladies alone that I mentioned, Miss Marva Collins, I know she's deceased, but the thoughts, the ideas, you know, somebody go back and look in the book that she had on herself. I'm pretty sure she had a hand in writing her own obituary and her autobiography and stuff, and just see what it was that made her so tough. But see, one thing that we fail to do is recognize those gems and jewels as we should. You know what I'm saying? Let our older females be called jewels, our males be called legends, and let's begin to recognize them and try to, you know, and somebody said this to me just yesterday. You know, blacks forget faster than any other race of people in the world. And I'm quoting somebody else on a quote that they said to me, which I know is kind of ludicrous, because we got selective memory, you know, and I do understand that one a little taste, because y'all crazy. See, I ain't just black. But, you know, try to use the ones that's good for you and me. That's ludicrous. All of it's important. So we have to remember all of those people that died for us, that suffered for us, that sacrificed for us. Because that's what got us here. Without that happening, we, what they say on that boat, the mineral would be lost. I'm getting all the way back to that because that's a fact. If we are not doing what we should be doing because we let great and marvelous people like Miss Marva Collins, Dr. Mamie McKnight, and Dr. Joseph Bell, Dr. Hunter, Dr. Williams, Dr. Smith, Dr. Roscoe Smith, and a lot of these educators and such get lost in the shuffle. And you don't say, what do I remember him for? You remember him for because he gave his all. He gave his true diligence. She gave her every bit of herself to educate you and your kids and your grandkids. And look, she's still not getting her due diligence. She's still not getting her recognition because how soon we forget. See, and that's the pitiful part of it. She's not even finished, and she's already being forgotten. Dr. Mamie McKnight, wherever you are, you're going to always have a place in my heart for helping me get through the storm and get put on a path of righteousness. Because Dr. Mamie McKnight, you were really one in a trillion. And that's what we need to start doing, and we should be doing as much of it as we possibly can, because we are doing them a disservice and a misjustice by not doing it. And I'm pretty sure you all can attest to that fact, that there are some educators that you know help bring you through the storm, help make you stay on a course, in a course of action, by stick-wittedness or whatever else it was, making you believe in things you should, and then you forget them. And as quickly as you can. And that's bad. That's bad. But again, like I said, in a couple of days, while y'all getting ready to go to the football game, I'm going to see if I got me an OU jacket or something around here, because it's going to get cool in a few days. And I'm going to the Arboretum. And no, neither one of the schools. I had relatives go to... I had relatives go to both Oklahoma and Texas. Had quite a few relatives go to Texas. Got some in Texas as we speak. Hello, Paige. Had quite a few graduate from Texas, too. But Oklahoma, it was just a couple, and they old like me. I haven't made it to legend status yet, I guess. I'm stuck in the middle. But we have to do better. And as I'm standing out in the Arboretum in a couple of weeks or something, I will remember saying that I'm going to pull a flower or plant a flower or something in honor of Dr. Marvel Collins and Dr. Mamie McKnight. Marvel Collins, because when education was at the forefront and she decided to take some rowdy-type students in one part of Chicago that was supposedly the roughest, toughest, and she took those kids and they were like meek little lambs when she finished with it.
Nothing like a good game of sport. Competition teaches us a valuable life lesson that we must both maintain.
We are on a track to success, and we don't even realize it because that's not where we were headed when we started out on this journey. All we were doing was doing what we were told. Well, now, if we do what we are told and do the right thing about our kids, our grandkids, and our great-grandkids, and whatever, our nieces, our nephews, and put it all on the same boat, what's that new movie? I mean, that new series, TV show, Fresh Off the Boat and stuff, and mix them all together and just get them in. and said,
"How much more space?
We went, I knew you was coming."
To 3,000. We still have the original structure.
So I
uses it as a yoga studio.
Brewed you some tea. I brewed you some coffee. Or I fixed you a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Give back so that people will understand we're all a part of the team. We're all a part of getting there and getting here.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Recently moved
to Miami. So that's what we got to do. Hate to say it, but tonight really wasn't my show for tonight. But if you go to the Arboretum and you have on a jersey from either team, Oklahoma or Texas, you get $5 off. I'm going to find out what the discount is next week on something different. Because if you've never been to the Arboretum, you'll love it. If you've been to the Arboretum, it's time for you to go back. So go to the Arboretum. I had a young friend quite a number of years ago. She had went over to visit because one of my real good friends was running it at that time. And she had been there. She said, "I need to see again because I think I want to have my wedding in the Arboretum." And I looked at her and then I thought about it with all the little flowers and stuff. I said to myself, that would be a wonderful place for a wedding. But I didn't want to encourage her because, you know, she was in one of those things where she was just trying to pick her a spot and do what she do. So I don't know whether or not she got married there or not, but I got to see her wedding picture and stuff, so I knew it was a great wedding and how happy she was because she looked extremely happy. I know you want to ask. You want to ask Uncle Billy, how do you know? Well, I'm just going to tell you, because she looked happy. And the doctor in me told me she was happy. So, and she looked great. And so I took it for granted that she was happy. And, we have to consider why we do some of the things we do, because we are holding back a whole set of people because of things we don't like. We said we don't like. We said we don't do. Just like I was mentioning that swimming a little earlier, because your parents said, well, he didn't go because I didn't go. I told him I couldn't swim. That's the way we do things. We've got to change that, people. Because when you tell a child that you actually can't swim and he hasn't been to a pool yet to learn, he's going to be real hesitant. So keep it to yourself. Wait until that child either goes down to the lake or whatever and learns to swim, or you've taken him down to a pool and that child has picked up and learned how to swim. Because your fears become that child's fears, and it's rough. Taking it to the street. So we got to keep it real. And if I keep it real any more than I am,
your performance CPR, they will not kill
So I applaud you all for listening on this Wednesday night while I was rambling on, and it was like I said, on one of them TV shows, it said the future looks brighter. Well, our future looks very optimistic, just judging by some of the youngsters I've seen and encountered in the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to do like the bird did the bees. I'm going to go hide in the bushes. So y'all have a great evening. I'm going to have one. I have a prior commitment. And the engagement of friends this evening will not be totally off limits because they do want to talk about some of the things that I want to talk about. And I will not be boycotted. So, with that all in mind and that being, I'd like to say good night. Thank you very much, and I'm calling it a day. Like I say in the world, I'm hollering. I'm on. I'm on the short list. I'm on a conventional move. I knew that I wasn't going to do the entire 2 hours. But had I told you all that without telling you this, I would have been misjudged and everything else. I had a previous engagement for 6:45. But I changed that over, and I said, well, let me see if I can do 7:45. And I can, I shall, and I will. You all have a great evening, and the future looks very optimistic. Sorry to have to cut the show short, but I do have a previous engagement, a prior engagement, a prior knowledge, and I will holler. Good night.
Long exclamation point question mark, crying face emoji. The lava is intact, so the tumbler is just, they weren't out back at all.
I thought about it because the window was.
flowers, plants, crazy smells like cherries and blueberries.
I'm on the phone record.